Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
All right. Amen. Now, I think that we need to address some of the comments that we had in the chat. Social Observer specifically supporting the show through Rumble Rants. First, he said not a good look for Trump when he was drug dealing for Big Pharma. I will give you my perspective on this. From the beginning, President Trump, well, the only thing he was pushing was therapeutics. And what happened with the therapeutics? The fake news, mainstream media came in and attacked him. They demonized all of them. And the only thing that they would accept as an official treatment for COVID through all of the fear tactics, through the scamming, was a vaccine. All right. President Trump made not only therapeutics available, but a vaccine available. Now, when did you start learning about people having life-altering, horrible side effects from taking those jabs? Well, that was under the Biden administration, and that was under Biden as well, that the mandates went into effect. It wasn't President Trump. President Trump never said anything about mandates. He said nobody should have to take this. You know, who knows what it was that he actually took? And I think everybody here would agree that there were different batches of jabs with different formulations that went out to different areas. Some of them appear to have no effect at all. Some of them appear to have very devastating effects. So I don't believe that President Trump ever drug dealt for Big Pharma or shilled for Big Pharma. I think that was Biden, and I think that was the Biden regime. And now all of those mandates are being decided in court. I think that under the next Congress, because make no mistake, these people that are running, these true non-politicians, these America First people who are just like me, just like you, they just decided to get into politics because they saw what was happening. Maybe they were spurred on to do it by President Trump. Maybe they were doing it because of the things that they saw in America, our freedoms, our liberties being taken away. I believe that most of them understand the true nature of what's happened with the pharmaceutical companies and the jab. Just because something is not being addressed at this moment doesn't mean that it's not going to be addressed in the future. So the way that I live my life, I trust that God has a plan. I trust that the people who need to address these things will when it's time. And if we get to a point in the future where it's not being addressed, well, then we need to press that even harder. Also, he said Ukrainian money is Israel money. It's a deep state laundromat. You're absolutely right. Israel, the Mossad, the CIA, it's all the same to me. The New World Order, it's all the same. And he also says all wars are banker wars. Then he said, make America things again. And I saw you saying that you feel sorry for Trump sycophants. You know, I've said this also a number of times before. President Trump, I believe, was the spark to get people to care about this nation and to become part of the process. I don't think that anyone should elevate any one man or group or anything over anybody else, because it's always been about we the people. Okay, the goal here in my mind was to get people like us to come out of the woodwork and to get actively involved in the American political system. I think that when people are directly invested in what's happening in their nation, then we can have an effect. People were dumbed down. They were marginalized. We were made to feel that there was no hope. If you would have went back, I don't know, 2014, 2015, I thought America was done for. I thought there was no way we were going to be able to fix this. And it was President Trump who made me believe that there was a glimmer of hope. Also, he said, I understand your perspective, RP, but when the vax gets pushed on children who don't have a choice, it makes my blood boil. And again, that's the Biden administration. And I think that that's terrible. And I don't think that that should be happening at all. Real quick, President Trump is now being interviewed by RSBN. Let's take a listen.
Has the Trump-endorsed candidate endorsement reshaped America?
Well, I think we have great candidates. We do right here, too. But we have great candidates. And not only in the primaries, I think you're going to see a big effect in the general election. They're patriots. They love our country. They hate to see what's happening to our country. Our country's never been so low. Or I think in such a dangerous position, we'll end up in a World War III the way they're negotiating and doing it. So I'm very concerned about our country. I'm very concerned about having World War III, because we're talking about a different level of war than anyone's ever seen because of the weaponry we're talking, you know, we're looking at. So I'm very honored by how well they've done. I guess close to 99% on the endorsement for the primaries. And I think we're going to have a great time in the general election. People have to get out and vote.
Real quick, one final question. Tudor Dixon, how important is that for Michigan?
Well, it's very important. She's a great woman, a great person, fantastic family. She represents the values of the people from Michigan. And your governor's done a very poor job. As you know, we've lost a lot of business in Michigan. They've lost a lot of jobs in Michigan. I think Tudor's going to do very well.
Mr. President, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
All right. So President Trump now done being interviewed. Let's go ahead and go back to my commentary. Okay. So continuing on. And I saw one voice in the chat say something a number of times that we won't have elections. I don't believe that to be true. If we don't have elections, then it's going to be because it's World War III with Russia. I believe that the elections will be held in November, and I believe that we actually will be going in and voting, and we are going to show up in overwhelming force, and we're going to elect all of these MAGA America First patriots, and we're going to take back both houses of Congress, and I think at that point we're going to go ahead and impeach Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Brad, he said, vote harder, then the repubes will do it right. I understand that you are jaded and perhaps a little skeptical about this. The position we are in this nation right now, with the number of people who have awoken to the true nature of the American political system, this fake right-left paradigm, you know, we have had political leaders in America for generations that have played us against each other. Okay, in the same way they're playing the people of Ukraine against the people of Russia. They use token issues like abortion or, you know, I don't know, even the voter ID stuff to pit the left and the right against each other. And I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. It's about we the people versus the elite. We the people versus the global criminal cabal that have taken over this nation. And right now, the Republican platform is what most closely aligns with what's best for America. There have been times in the past where Republicans, I felt like they were totally clueless. They didn't know what Americans wanted. They didn't know what Americans needed. And now we have people who are running for office who know exactly what we want. We want accountability. We want people to be held accountable for the crimes they've committed against this nation and against her people. So you can either live your life jaded and believing that there's nothing that you can do, or you can get your ass into gear, put your nose to the floor and your pedal to the metal, and be a part of the solution instead of just sitting back and being jaded about what's happening. Let me see. And also, one voice said something about that we digital soldiers are fed up with Trump not telling the truth to America. What truth? President Trump has said more, has revealed more than any other president or politician in the history of America. I think Ed over on the Foxhole also said something similar. Why isn't Trump saying this? Whatever you want and however you would do it is completely different from what everybody else would do if they were in that position. And you can't ever truly know how you would behave until you're there in that moment. Now, President Trump has a very fine balancing act that he has to do to give information to the people, but at the same time, not throw people into a tailspin and not throw the whole system out of whack. He is trying to set America free and give us the path to fully govern ourselves, give that power back to we the people. And so, you know, I'm not going to begrudge President Trump for not doing it any one way or another. And I've said before, Operation Warp Speed, you know, that's the one thing that I really disagreed with him on. Even when I, you know, when he sent missiles into Syria and I was like, oh, man, I was so pissed. Then come to find out it was a base that had no people on it, and it had to do with Iran. It had nothing to do really with Assad. So everything that President Trump does and everything any of these politicians do, you know, I reserve judgment until I can truly make my own evaluation and take a look at all of the evidence. Now, Nasara, your one voice also says something about Nasara. If you were given $19,000 in debt relief, then I would encourage you to write a Substack article and publicize exactly how and what that debt relief was for. I personally am not a proponent of Nasara. I think that if everyone is given essentially an unlimited amount of money, then that would vastly devalue the American dollar. It's absolutely not going to happen, in my opinion. If it was going to happen, I think it would have happened before. I think that people need to be we need to have resources, but I don't think that anybody is going to just get a whole bunch of money all at once. American Halfbreed said, thanks for streaming. I appreciate that. And then we're also going to go over here to the Foxhole. PQuest, thank you for that can. Sherry Pittsburgh said, thanks for being here. RP Tamer Growl, thank you for the can. Bitchtoria said, dropped a cookie. Popcorn 17 says, what they are throwing at JR is awful. I donated to his campaign from Wisconsin, praying he pulls it out. He will definitely pull it out. The only people that are paying attention to what the mainstream media is saying, the lies they're telling about J.R. Majewski, are the paid shills that are being put out there on social media by Marcy Kaptur and by people like Alex at Media Matters, the people at the New York Times or the Washington Post. You know, there is not this major swell of people who are suddenly turning on JR, because the people who are in the military understand that the straw man argument that was put out by the AP and by Marcy Kaptur's campaign, it doesn't hold water. It absolutely does not hold water. And they know that you can't get the information that they were trying to say against JR from simply looking. Wait, is President Trump speaking again? No. That was, I'm sorry. That was going back to take a look at the other stuff. J.R. Majewski is going to win. Yes, what they've done against him is morally reprehensible. The DD-214 that was given to the AP was not given to them by J.R. So that's either Marcy Kaptur used her connections to go and get that, or somebody in the government leaked that to Marcy Kaptur. And then they created this straw man argument to say that J.R. Majewski was never in Afghanistan when he absolutely was. They had pictures of him in Afghanistan. So I hope that J.R. Majewski is going to sue the AP. I'm pretty certain that he's going to. So this will all come out in court, and J.R. Majewski will be the next representative for Ohio's 9th District. Michael Myers, he says, it's now official. A potato is more dangerous than me. Lou Ann V, thank you for the cookie. Michael Myers says, Trump Payne 2024. Oh, that would be great. If President Trump, asked me to be vice president, I would totally do it. A Boneless Chicken says, hey, Zach, I saw Kid Rock last night. Amazing group of people. Kid told me to give you a can of something. Kid Rock? Kid Rock, like, knows who I am? Wait a second. A Boneless Chicken, will you clarify that in the chat? Wow. That's pretty awesome. I've been listening to Kid Rock since I was in high school. Oh, that's funny. If Kid Rock knows who I am, then I'm gonna, I'm speechless, to be quite honest with you. Lou Ann V says, watching with friends, please say hi to Frank and George. Hey, Frank and George, thanks for tuning in with Lou Ann V. Hope you guys had a great time hanging out with us. Editor at Large says, thanks for your time and talent. God bless President Trump and all the patriots. Yes, and I think that once more, just my opinion about President Trump is based on the fact that he did not have to do what he did. It would have been so much easier for him to just walk away from politics, to never have even announced. He's the only person that ever entered politics and left with less money than he came in with. Let me see. Knock my socks off. Trump is equal to God's general, not to be idolized, but to, like Zach said, re-spark America's patriotism. There is only one person that we need to kneel before. That would be Jesus. And then one God that we have to worship. Every other person on planet Earth is an instrument of God's will. We each have a part that we have to play, and President Trump is playing his part, and hopefully each of you is all doing your part as well. Gosh, yeah, I will totally have Kid Rock on the show. A boneless chicken, are you out there? I don't see you in the chat. Cynthia, thank you for the cookie. Lynn's over it says, love John James. John James is a real guy. Editor at large says, not only might you get to meet President Trump, he might get to meet you. Yes, that would be so amazing. Cubs Jedi says, Northwest Ohio here, just outside of JR's district. I hope he takes down Marcy. Mona Lisa, dropping a cookie. Mona Lisa said, sing it, Zach. Michael Myers, just say no to Potato Joe. He and Ho have got to go. Porpoiseful says, God bless America and President Trump. Sexton One, you are one of the OGs of Red Pill News, Zach. Keep up the great work and God bless. Thank you. Emily UK, evening, Red. Good to see you and the Red Pill fam. Omazon, mainstream media is actually there for this one. Lindell walked out onto their sets earlier. Mike Lindell is fearless. I love him. And I just also want to be clear, guys. If I am saying, you know, a comment that you made that I don't agree with, it doesn't mean that I don't like you or that I'm angry at you. And if it turns out that I'm wrong about Nassara and all my debt gets wiped away, then, you know, absolutely, I will tell everybody about it. You know, I had so real quick. I don't know if this person is here, probably not. But when I was talking about Joe Biden's plan to erase a portion of student debt, and I said that I was ashamed to say that I was a member of the group that would supposedly benefit from that. I don't know if you have to go ahead and put in an application or something like that. But I received Pell Grants. I went to undergrad, and then I also went to graduate school. I have a master's degree. And I've been paying off my student loans regularly ever since I graduated from grad school. I have a lot of student loans, but I pay close to $20,000 a year just in student loan debt. And I haven't always been able to pay that much. As I've gotten older, I've had to increase it. And somebody sent me an email and said that I was a hypocrite because I had taken student loans and I hadn't had a chance to pay them off yet. Never mind the fact that I have a daughter who's also in college. Never mind the fact that I've had my own home since I was 21 years old. Never mind the fact that I also pay all of my own bills, and I have, and I've worked since I was 12 years old. I thought that was a real shitty way to go for someone to stop watching the show because Joe Biden arbitrarily included me in an illegal order. I have no control over that. And if I could have paid off my student loans by this point, I would have. Omazon says mainstream media. Oh, yeah, that's right. 23 and on happening 10 miles from me. I wish I could be there. Let's see. Cheeto Caffey says, God bless you, Red Pill 78. Casey with the phone. God first, we the people. Thank you for the cookie. Michael Myers says, Peekaboo is a dude. Sean Joe gifted a cookie. 17, Eric 17 dropping a can. Lynn's over it. 117 gold pills. Sean Joe, thank you for the cookie. Kaboomer, appreciate the can. Omazon says, it's all fake. He said, movies are great. Vanguard 360 dropping a can. Porpoiseful with a cookie. Sean Joe as well. Corianne said, John 6, 26 and 27. Moss Dog, thank you for the can, for the.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Shades, Insight Gino, thank you for the can. Michael Myers says, God bless you, Zach, and God bless President Donald J. Trump. Thank you, and God bless all of you who are here. God bless all of you who care enough to get out there and do something. D-Patriot, thank you for streaming the rally. Much love. Lynn's over it, said thank you, Zach. Sean Joe dropping a cookie. God is with us, 17, says thank you for streaming, Zach. And Mountain Lace dropped a cookie as well. There's other ways. I could have gotten a job in government and had all of my student loans paid off. At that point, when I was seeking out employment based upon my education, I had completely given up. I did not want to be part of that, what I saw to be a satanic system, a completely corrupt system. But now things are completely different. You know, I would jump at the chance to be able to serve in any way that I could, because I know that it's possible now. President Trump ended the 16-year plan to destroy America. One man got involved in politics and did that, and he spurred on so many millions of Americans to come forward and do the same thing. We are no longer just an anonymous group of people who are doing decodes in the background. People are real. They are going out into the real world, and they are actively working to make this country better. Cyberspeed says, Zach, can you get Eric Metaxas on your show for an interview? I know that name, but I don't remember who he is. Who is Eric Metaxas? Let's see. Mike Church says, well, Zach, don't feel bad, buddy. There's a lot of boneheads out there. I don't think they're going to let Joe get away with that. Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it's a completely illegal thing for Joe Biden to do. He doesn't have the authority to do it. Thank you, Tweety52, Untitled 82. Thank you. Yeah, Red October. The White House was red this morning, very, very early in the morning. And I can't believe that was a coincidence. Let me see. Yeah, you know, I mean, talk about NACERA has been going on for decades. I mean, you know, since Bill Clinton was in office. I am not new to this game, okay? NACERA has been around. It's always been around. And people always talk about it, you know? And I've always heard people saying, oh, you know, NACERA wiped out my debt. But, you know, I've never actually seen anything to show that happened. Hold on just a second. Eric Metaxas, thank you very much. To Low Country Brooklyn. Who is Eric Metaxas? I know this name. Letter to the American Church. Oh, I think that Clay actually mentioned him to me before. Okay. All right. So, you know, at the end of the day, guys, we can be bitter, we can be angry, we can be jaded, or we can take the cards that were dealt and we can attempt to win this game and be the best person that we can be the most active and savage Americans we can be, you know, because I've lived a number of different lives in my time on planet Earth, 44 years, and I've gone through a lot of evolutions, okay? The person I am today is not the person I was. If I remained that person, then I would have no faith in the American system. I would have no faith in anyone running for public office, because that's how I felt before. I thought that every single politician, no matter who they were, Democrat or Republican, was completely corrupt, that the only way to get in, the only way to play was to have paid. And I know that that's not true now, because I know people who are running for office, and I know what's in their heart, and I know why they're doing it. And I see what's happening out here in this nation. And although it freaking sucks what the current regime is doing, the liberties that we've lost, the freedoms that are getting stripped away on a daily basis, but there's going to be a reckoning. There is the boomerang effect. It's going to come back on these people, and we're going to do something about it. Now, if I'm wrong, I will eat my words. I was going to say something much stronger than that, but I will eat my words right here on the air with you guys. And we can commiserate together. But I don't think that's going to happen, okay? I have scraped bottom. I have eaten tailpipe, shall we say. I have had everything stripped away from me. I have built myself back up more times than I can count. I have seen what happens when you lose hope. And nobody is going to take my hope away from me at this point. Nobody is going to tell me that we're not going to be able to fix this. Nobody is going to tell me that we are not going to expose these people and the crimes they've committed. We're going to make them pay. And it's going to happen. But it's not on our timeline. It's not now, because I want it now. I want it now, okay? But I can't force it. I can't make it happen. And that's just the way that it is. So make a choice, okay? Choose to have some faith. Choose to have some hope. Walk on this path with us, all right? And do what you can. Make the best with what you're given. Otherwise, you're going to be sad. You're going to be bitter. And it's going to be much, much easier to be that way. I'll be really honest with you. being jaded doesn't take a whole lot of work, okay? Everything's shit. Life is shit. The world is shit. You know, that it's so easy to do that. It's a lot harder to wake up every morning and say, you know what, I'm going to see the good in what God puts before me today. I'm going to try to make the best of every single interaction that I have. I'm going to try to open as many eyes and ears as I possibly can. Try that. Try that for a day, okay? And then take a look back and try to forgive people. That's not easy either. I guarantee you, every single one of you people watching this right now, you've been screwed over. You've had people completely shit all over you. You've had people destroy hopes and dreams. You've lost things, probably very recently, okay? But take a minute to just have a little bit of grace, have a little bit of faith, have a little bit of hope, okay? And realize that the game's not over. Until I am a steaming pile of ashes on the ground, until I'm buried 6 feet under, it's not over, and I'm not going to allow anybody to take away my right to try to save this nation. All right, so I appreciate that. I hope that that did something for you guys. If you're out there feeling jaded, if you're out there feeling like all hope is lost, you know, I hope that I can help you remain here on this path and point your finger at the people who really deserve it, because there are plenty of people to blame. There's a lot of blame to go around. There's a lot of people who are guilty, and we're going to make them pay. It's going to happen, all right? And no Fed posting. Okay, you guys realize the FBI is watching this show. No Fed posting. Keep that in mind. We're going to do this peacefully and patriotically. We don't have to resort to violence. The left, the rhinos, the cabal, they want us to resort to violence. Did you happen to see that Bill Gates made this grandiose statement about how we're going to be in a civil war? Might as well bring that up. Might as well bring that up before we leave for the night. Because this, to me, encapsulates what the left is hoping for in the coming months. They hope that we are going to screw up in the same way that some people did on January 6th. There were people who behaved badly on January 6th. There were a lot of people who didn't do anything at all. Bill Gates bought up all the farmland in the United States of America. Bill Gates pumping money into politics. Bill Gates funding death shots, funding vaccines, funding GMOs all over the world. Bill Gates using his money in a really diabolical way now makes this prediction that we're going to have a hung election and a civil war. He's saying that we're going to have a civil war. Well, do you want to prove Bill Gates right? Do you want to prove Bill Gates right? I sure don't. I want to show Bill Gates that we're better than him. I want to show Bill Gates that we can't be controlled, okay? That we're not just going to buy in to the hype, that we're not going to do exactly what he wants us to do. I'm better than Bill Gates. Patriot 714, I read a good portion of the speech earlier. Do you guys want me to finish the speech? We still got like 3,500 people here. Tell me in the chat, give me a one if you want me to go back to the Putin speech, because there's a lot more material there. You know, Bill Gates, as part of the global criminal cabal, he has done a lot to separate Americans based upon, you know, race, creed, color, political affiliation. And now he's warning people that we're going to have a civil war. He wants us to walk headfirst into a civil war. It's not just him either. It's the entirety of the political machine in Washington, D.C. Okay, all right. Looks like a lot of people do want me to go back to the speech. All right, so getting back to Putin's speech. The West is ready to cross every line to preserve the neo-colonial system, which allows it to live off the world, to plunder thanks to the domination of the dollar and technology, to collect an actual tribute from humanity, to extract its primary source of unearned prosperity, the rent paid to the hegemon. The preservation of this annuity is their main, real, and absolutely self-serving motivation. This is why total desovereignization is in their interest. This explains their aggression towards independent states, traditional values, and authentic cultures. Their attempts to undermine international and integration processes, new global currencies, and the technological development centers they cannot control. It is critically important for them to force all countries to surrender their sovereignty to the United States. And when he's saying the West, when he's saying the United States, he's talking about that global criminal cabal. And the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline is going to do quite a bit to prop up the U.S. dollar, the petrodollar. Again, where is Germany going to get energy from now? They're going to get it from the United States. In certain countries, the ruling elites voluntarily agree to do this, voluntarily agree to become vassals. Others are bribed or intimidated. It sounds like Putin knows exactly what the score is. And if this does not work, they destroy entire states, leaving behind humanitarian disasters, devastation, ruins, millions of wrecked and mangled human lives, terrorist enclaves, social disaster zones, protectorates, colonies, and semi-colonies. They don't care. All they care about is their own benefit. He is absolutely 100% spot on. They could give two rips about us, about the plebs of this world. They only care about their own power and lining their own pockets. And Joe Biden and the Biden crime family are an excellent example of that. Hillary Clinton and the Clinton crime family are another excellent example of that. Look at the American oligarchs, the American political dynasties, and what they've done to pursue their own interests and to line their own pockets, while at the same time destroying the lives of everyday Americans like us. Did you hear what Nancy Pelosi said about shipping illegals up north? You can't ship illegals up north because you got a lot of crops down in the south that you need to have picked. Like, how out of touch is this woman? Dianne Feinstein apparently is worse off than Joe Biden with her cognitive decline. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I want to underscore again that their insatiability and determination to preserve their unfettered dominance are the real causes of the hybrid war that the collective West is waging against Russia. They do not want us to be free. They want us to be a colony. They do not want equal cooperation. They want to loot. They do not want to see us a free society, but a mass of soulless slaves. Amen. I could not have said it better myself. And to Putin's point here about colonization and about the lack of self-determination, do you guys realize how much power we still have in Germany? You know, it was only, what, in the 1990s, the Berlin Wall fell, and then East and West Germany were reunited. Ever since that point, Germany has becoming more and more of a power itself. But then every time they bring up Nazis, they have to kneel down. The global criminal cabal that controls the United States wants to control every nation on Earth, and Russia was a major threat to that. They still are. They see our thought and our philosophy as a direct threat. That is why they target our philosophers for assassination. Our culture and art represent a danger to them, so they are trying to ban them. Our development and prosperity are also a threat to them because competition is growing. They do not want or need Russia, but we do. I would like to remind you that in the past, ambitions of world domination have repeatedly shattered against their courage and resilience of our people. Russia will always be Russia. We will continue to defend our values and our motherland. The West is counting on impunity, on being able to get away with anything. As a matter of fact, this is exactly the case until recently. Strategic security agreements have been trashed. Agreements reached at the highest political level have been declared tall tales. Firm promises not to expand NATO to the east gave way to dirty deception as soon as our former leaders brought into them. Missile defense, intermediate range, and short range missile treaties have been unilaterally dismantled under far-fetched pretexts. And all we hear is the West is insisting on rules-based order. Where did that come from anyways? Who has ever seen these rules? Who agreed or approved them? Listen, this is just a lot of nonsense, utter deceit, double standards, or even triple standards. They must think we're stupid. And it's not just the Russians they think are stupid. They think the American people are stupid. Look at the Department of Injustice. It's always a double standard. It's rules for thee, but not for me. Russia is a great thousand-year power, a whole civilization, and it is not going to live by such makeshift false rules. It was the so-called West that trampled on the principle of the inviolability of borders, and now it is deciding at its own discretion, who has the right to self-determination and who does not, who is unworthy of it. It is unclear what their decisions are based on or who gave them the right to decide in the first place. They just assumed it. This is so true. This is why the choice of the people in Crimea, Sevastopol, Donetsk, Lugansk, Zaporizhia, and Kherson makes them so furiously angry. The West does not have any moral right to weigh in or even utter a word about freedom or democracy. It does not, and it never did. Western elites not only deny national sovereignty and international law, their hegemony has pronounced features of totalitarianism, despotism, and apartheid. They brazenly divide the world into their vassals, the so-called civilized countries, and all the rest who, according to the designs of today's Western racists, should be added to the list of barbarians and savages. False labels like rogue country or authoritarian regime are already available and are used to stigmatize entire nations and states, which is nothing new. There is nothing new in this. Deep down, the Western elites have remained the same colonizers. They discriminate and divide peoples into the top tier and the rest. Think First World and Third World. We have never agreed to and will never agree to such political nationalism and racism. What else, if not racism, is the Russophobia being spread around the world? What if not racism is the West's dogmatic conviction that its civilization and neoliberal culture is an indisputable model for the entire world to follow? You're either with us or against us. It even sounds strange. Western elites are even shifting repentance for their own historical crimes on everyone else, demanding that the citizens of their countries and other peoples confess to things they have nothing to do with at all. For example, the period of colonial conquests. It is worth reminding the West that it began its colonial policy back in the Middle Ages, followed by the worldwide slave trade, the genocide of Indian tribes in America, the plunder of India and Africa, the wars of England and France against China, as a result of which it was forced to open its ports to the opium trade. What they did was get entire nations hooked on drugs and purposefully exterminated entire ethnic groups for the sake of grabbing land and resources, hunting people like animals. This is contrary to human nature, truth, freedom, and justice. While we are proud that in the 20th, we are proud that in the 20th century, our country led the anti-colonial movement, which opened up opportunities for many peoples around the world to make progress, reduce poverty and inequality, and defeat hunger and disease. To emphasize one of the reasons for the centuries-old Russophobia, the Western elite's unconcealed animosity toward Russia is precisely the fact that we did not allow them to rob us during the period of colonial conquests and force the Europeans to trade with us on mutually beneficial terms. This was achieved by creating a strong centralized state in Russia, which grew and got stronger based on the great moral values of Orthodox Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Buddhism, and as well Russian culture and the Russian word that we were open to all. There were numerous plans to invade Russia. Such attempts were made during the time of troubles in the 17th century and in the period of ordeals after the 1917 revolution. All of them failed. The West managed to grab hold of Russia's wealth only in the late 20th century when the state had been destroyed. They called us friends and partners, but they treated us like a colony, using various schemes to pump trillions of dollars out of the country. We remember. We have not forgotten anything. A few days ago, people in Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia declared their support for restoring our historical unity. Thank you. Western countries have been saying for centuries they want to bring freedom and democracy to other nations. Nothing could be further from the truth. What happened in Iraq? What happened in Afghanistan? Instead of bringing democracy, they suppressed and exploited. And instead of giving freedom, they enslaved and oppressed. The unipolar world is inherently anti-democratic and unfree. It is false and hypocritical through and through. The United States is the only country in the world that has ever used nuclear weapons, twice destroying the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan, and they created a precedent. This is where it gets scary. Recall that World War II, the United States and Britain reduced Dresden, Hamburg, Cologne, and many other German cities to rubble without the least military necessity. These were civilian populations, guys. It was done ostentatiously to repeat without any military necessity. They had only one goal, as with the nuclear bombing of Japanese cities, to intimidate our country and the rest of the world. The United States left a deep scar in the memory of the people of Korea and Vietnam with their carpet bombings and the use of napalm and chemical weapons. It actually continues to occupy Germany, Japan, the Republic of Korea, and other countries, which they cynically refer to as equals and allies. Look now, what kind of alliance is that? The whole world knows that the top officials in these countries are being spied on and their offices and homes are bugged. It is a disgrace. A disgrace for those who do this and for those who, like slaves, silently and meekly swallow this arrogant behavior. What is a smaller nation supposed to do? What is a smaller nation supposed to do against a power like the United States? You have to bend over and take it. He's right. It is their destructive policies, wars, and plunder that have unleashed today's massive wave of migrants. Not only that, but they encouraged it. Millions of people endure hardships and humiliation or die by the thousands trying to reach Europe. They are exporting grain from Ukraine now. Where are they taking it under the guise of ensuring the food security of the poorest countries? Where is it going? They are taking it to the self-same European countries. Only 5% has been delivered to the poorest countries. More cheating and naked deception again. In effect, the American elite is using the tragedy of these people to weaken its rivals, to destroy nation states. This goes for Europe and the identities of France, Italy, Spain, and other countries with centuries-long histories. Washington demands more and more sanctions against Russia, and the majority of European politicians obediently go along with it. They clearly understand that by pressuring the EU to completely give up Russian energy and other resources, the United States is practically pushing Europe towards deindustrialization in a bid to get its hands on the entire European market. These European elites understand everything. They do, but they prefer to serve the interests of others. This is no longer servability, but direct betrayal of their own peoples. God bless. It is up to them. But the Anglo-Saxons believe sanctions are no longer enough, and now they have turned to subversion. It seems incredible, but it is a fact. By causing explosions on Nord Stream's international gas pipelines passing along the bottom of the Baltic Sea, they have actually embarked on the destruction of Europe's entire energy infrastructure. It is clear to everyone who stands with them. Those who benefit are responsible, of course. There you go. The dictates of the U.S. are backed up by crude force on the law of the fist. Sometimes it is beautifully wrapped. Sometimes there is no wrapping, but the gist is the same, the law of the fist. Hence the deployment and maintenance of hundreds of military bases in all corners of the world, NATO expansion, and attempts to cobble together new military alliances, such as AUKUS and the like. Much is being done to create a Washington-Seoul-Tokyo military-political chain. All states that possess or aspire to genuine strategic sovereignty and are capable of challenging Western hegemony are automatically declared enemies. These are the principles that underlie U.S. and NATO military doctrines that require total domination. Western elites are presenting their neo-colonialist plans with the same hypocrisy, claiming peaceful intentions, talking about some kind of deterrence. This evasive word migrates from one strategy to another, but really, one only means one thing, undermining any and all sovereign centers of power. You guys, I'm going to have to end there. Because my throat is way too sore at this point. I will send you the link to this so that you can go ahead and finish it right there. All right. And I think that that is it. Actually, let me check to make sure that there's nothing on Buy Me a Coffee or on Cash App. Okay. Hammer on the clock. Wretched Shitmere has got to go. Thank you, Hammer on the clock. I appreciate that. Over to Cash App. Nothing over here. Okay, yep, nothing over there. Okay, great. You guys, I want to say thank you very much for hanging out with me tonight. Thank you for, thank you for everything. You know, I mean, I've said this before, but I need you as much as you need me. We need each other. That's what's important here is fostering a community, because by creating that community, by coming together, it's the sheer force of our collective will that gets things done. Let me just see if there's anything else over here on the foxhole. God is with us. Thanks again. Mountain Lace. Thank you, Maggie May. Thank you, Tweety52. Average Joe Patriot. Hey, what's up, buddy? Be the change you want to see in the world. M3. Absolutely. Eve for America. Good to see you. PQuest. Thank you. C Blanche. Thank you for that. PQuest. Thank you. Polly. Thank you. Daily Insanity says you are a light in the dark. I really appreciate that. Unchained One, Bill Gates is a CIA cutout and poster boy for the New World Order. You're absolutely right. E for America, thank you for the shades and for the cookie. Bella 214, thanks for the cookie, or the can, pardon me. Patriot 714, sorry, I didn't mean to hijack the show, but this is one of the most important speeches I've ever heard. I absolutely agree with you, which is why I went ahead and agreed to do it. E for America, thank you for the phone. And she says, we must win. God bless America. Thank you, Red Pill. You are real news. Thank you so much. Ah, thank you for the fleet as well. And Liberty Bells says, thank you for all your hard work. Much love. Okay. Thank you, guys. Once again, I appreciate you. And it's Saturday night, so this is the end of the show for the weekend. Don't forget, not next week, but the week after that, I am starting a Monday night show with John Patel Patriot, and then a Wednesday night show with Brad from Where We Go One, We Go All. Other shows throughout the week will remain, and we're just going to kick it up a notch a little bit. I think it's important because we're getting closer and closer to D-Day. So we're going to see what happens here. Again, if I'm wrong about anything, guys, I'm happy to admit it. So thank you very much. I appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Let me pass out the gold pills over here on the foxhole. The Scratchin' has been released. Good luck, everyone, and God bless.